I think let's look at 17, 1 Corinthians 15, 17 and 19, and then you will get a picture of it. I'll just quickly browse through, then we will go. If Christ is not risen, then my faith and your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. If Christ is not risen, by the way, it was more than just an event. Do you know that you cannot know somebody who is dead? Can you know somebody who is dead? You can't interrupt, because you can know, read about them, but you can never know somebody who is dead. It's not possible, because you need a living person to interact with. That's why I'll come to believe this time. Paul said that I may know him. So if Jesus is not risen, how can you know somebody who is dead? If Christ is not risen, this suggests your faith is futile. We are wasting our time. Might as well go outside and do whatever we want. This is what everything hinges on this. Give me verse 19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable, the most miserable people. Because if Christ is not risen, we are wasting our time. This is what the resurrection is all about. And the Bible says it is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the fragrance, it is the life of God. If you go and preach this to people, they say, are you mad? How can somebody's death save you? That is the foolishness of God that undoes what? The wisdom of men. Go with me to Luke 24, and we look at something that... Thank you, guys. You may take your... You play for me. Thank you. Luke chapter 24, verse 5 and 6. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them... This is the angels of God speaking to the women who went to look for Jesus on the third day. You know, Jesus died on Friday, and then he rose up again on the third. So on the third day, the women, on Saturday, you know the Jews have what? They are what? Sabbath, so they don't do anything. So they, on the third day, they were going to put spices on Jesus. And so when they went, they met some angels, and the angels said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. I like what he said. Don't you remember he told you? I pray today you remember what he said about you. You cannot seek the living among... He says, he is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. If we of all men believe that Jesus did not rise up, what we are doing, what a waste of time. In fact, if we go back to that scripture, the 1 Corinthians 15, know what Paul says? If he's not risen, you know what you should do? We should be in Bristol garage every day and just be armed robber. Just do whatever we want, because when you die, you are dead. Nothing happens. Yes. So all you're restraining yourself, walking holy and upright, please, you are wasting your time. Just let your flesh rot. Go. But there is a resurrection. He's alive. Acts chapter 2 verse 24 says this: for it was not possible for death to hold him down. It was not possible. Whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by death. Not possible. Do you know what the implication of this is? It means that no curse, no sin, no power, no weak should be able to hold you bound. No limitation should be able to hold you bound. This power of resurrection is the most greatest power God exerted. And Jesus, I don't know which day he did it, whether it was the Saturday or the Sunday, he went and met Satan and said, Satan, I have come. I want the keys of death and of hell. You have been stripped from today. And the Bible says after he took the keys, he took Satan and took all the commanders, the principalities of London, of Africa, of Europe, America, chained all of them naked, and he made a public show of them in the heavenlies and said, I have won. Lo, all power, all authority is mine now. Go, I'll give it to you, my church. And go and effect this liberty to humanity. Go and tell the world that they are free from sin. They are free from the bondage of Satan. And at times, we are not even enjoying how much more. Go even and tell others. If we understand the resurrection, I was telling you on Friday, the more the resurrection is coming to light, if you understand it, because everything hinges on that, on the crucifixion. When Jesus said, it is what? Finish. He paid the price. He satisfied the judgments of God. Not even Satan. That is why Jesus, I think Kichi was testifying that at times you ask why. Jesus was asking why on the cross. Before he went to say, why, Father, if you be, why are you what? Forsaking me. Because of your sin and my sin. That's why Father forsook him. So that we may be made the righteousness of Christ. Bible says he became sin for us. So that we might become the righteousness of God. All you have to do is to accept that and believe it. Can you imagine how many of you need money? Some of you should raise your hands and your legs as well. And then somebody tells you, I have put £5 million in your account. And you are walking about, you can eat. You are shopping in Primark. You can go to Oxford. You can go to what? Harrods. Is that not so? And just the people be following you. I remember some friend of mine, he goes and shop. You know what happens? The shop assistant will be carrying the things behind him like that. Pick this one, put it in there. Hallelujah. Because the money is flowing. Listen to me. The resurrection paid for what? Everything. When I say the resurrection, it includes what? They are just one event. The crucifixion, all the 3 days, is just one event. And you've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. You've been given this power. I wish I had time. It's not just in Christ. So the Bible says the same power dwells in us. That same power, that raised him. And at times we behave as if, oh, God, open our eyes. Lives in me and you. He lives in us. That same power. You see, it boggles the mind. It's difficult to comprehend it. Lives in you and me. 5 million in their bank account. And you are going hungry. And your children are suffering. Is that not sad? What do you call that? You will call that madness, wouldn't you? There's a lot of madness in Christianity because we refuse to accept what Jesus did for us because it's too much, and at times we think we have to what? Do something to earn it. Well, all that God is saying that only believe it. In fact, I will show you why Paul prayed a certain way. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 1. I think give me from verse 16, and when I come to that scripture, I will show you why Paul was always praying that way. Go to the next one, please. Go to the next one. Well, let me start from here. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that is being open. Everybody, can you see my hands? So he's not talking about natural what? Sight. That their eyes will be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Go on. This is what I want to show you. And what is the exceeding greatness? I like some verses, the surpassing excellency and awesome power towards us who believe. According to the working of his mighty power. Go, give me the next one. Which he worked in Christ when he raised him from where? Dead. This same power is in us. The same power God used, the Father used to raise Jesus from the dead, is in us. Paul was praying, God, please open their eyes, let them see it. Open their eyes that they have 5 million in the bank account. If you have 5 million in your bank account now, you'll be a happy man, wouldn't you? You will just leave off the what? The interest. You'll be traveling. You judge the interest alone. Hallelujah. You see, some of you say, like, I will work for God. I will not go into this 9 to 5 that is troubling me. Some of you will stop all your 9 to 5 that you hate. But you have no choice. You have to go. Which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places. This should be enough. Far above what? All principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also that which is what? To come. This power, government is in you. That's why we should go to Ajbenom and lie there for 3 days and just meditate upon this thing to open up to us. Then our lives will be different. But then we behave as if this one man of God, I think John G. Lake, walked in this revelation. He came because there was a lot of death in his family. Sicknesses ravaged his family so serious, it was just unbelievable. And he believed God that this must stop. So God revealed to him the power that lives in him. He was so powerful that even on his mortal body, they can put the worst of all contagious diseases. When he touches his body, all the germs die what? Instantly. You had this revelation. What cannot touch the body of Christ and overcome cannot also touch me and overcome. Yes. That is what the resurrection did. Power. We are here talking about political power, human power, witches' power. What are you talking about? There is a power that is above all of this. But our spiritual blindness, a pauper, is like Africa sitting on wealth. I don't know what to do. And we are living by gutters. Hello? Oh, the amen is not a... Do you know you have a lot of wealth in you? You don't know. You think all your life is just 9 to 5. Because that is what you believe. That's our children, we must teach them. Their eyes must open. And stop this 9 to 5 revelation. And get a new form of what? Revelation. That they were born to rule in life through the man Christ, what? Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Not just to forgive our sins, power to tread upon every serpent and scorpion, representing Satan and all his powers. Power to be healed, power to receive sight, power to fulfill our destinies, power to have a powerful marriage and a good relationship. Power for what? Everything you can think of is in the resurrection. Everything is there. My time is up, so I think I have to end. I'm just giving it. One day we'll have a whole this thing about the resurrection power. Hallelujah. There is power in the blood. There is power in the name. Do you know that Satan is afraid of the resurrection? Yes. Oh, I wish our time when we go to Revelations. He says, Revelation 1, he said, I will see who was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. I have the keys of David. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I have it all. It's awesome. When you read those scriptures and you believe it, it makes you very what? Relaxed. Yeah, there are certain things we may not understand, but I'm still relaxed, knowing that my God is in total what? Control and running everything as far as my life is concerned. Amen. So I'm praying that the Lord will help us. I told you on Friday, go and research more about the resurrection, about the crucifixion, because everything is rooted in